There are small fishing boats, and then there are industrial fishing ships. They're basically floating factories at sea.
Imagine a huge vessel on the water that is pulling in just vast, vast quantities of fish.
Jennifer Rayner is a natural resource economist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She says these massive boats catch fish, process it, freeze it, and then other boats come to pick it up. So the operation doesn't have to stop.
Sometimes these boats can be out there for 2 years at a time, just fishing nonstop in places that they never could have reached before.
These large vessels are now responsible for most of the global seafood catch. Rayner says many of these ships now have GPS transponders that report their position. But there are still blind spots.
Those blind spots are that captains can disable this device. And you might expect that you'd be more likely to do that if you're doing things that are illegal. And many vessels are not required to use this system.
It's been hard to figure out the impact these dark vessels, as they're known, are having on marine life. Now, new technology is helping. Radar from European satellites is able to detect large vessels on the ocean. Rayner and her colleagues use all that tracking data to see how many vessels were in marine protected areas, places where fishing is banned.